Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. And what do we mean by that, raise your vibration? If you guys are first-time listeners, what you will come to find out about the show here is we've dedicated our lives, yes, our lives, to showing you happier, healthier, and wealthier, wiser ways to approach this human experience for the sole purpose of living a happier, healthier, wealthier, and wiser lifestyle. That's what this is all about. With every thought that you think, every action that you take, expectation that you set, or intention that you make has a magnetic equivalent, has a vibrational equivalent. So any thought that you put out there is essentially a beacon to magnetize more thoughts like that to it. So that's why here on the Vibration Station, we really focus on different ways to approach this human experience, different ways to view this experience, like I said, for the sole purpose of living a happier lifestyle. Happiness is everything, guys. Really, at the end of the day, you could have all the money in the world. You could have the best relationships in the world. If you're not happy, then none of it really, at the end of the day, of course it matters, but you're not allowing the happiness to serve you in the way that you originally intended before coming here. So with that said, I would like to welcome a very special and in my heart sacred guest to the studio today, Dr. Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me on. I always love to be on your show. Appreciate it.
I love having you on the show, Doc, and thank you so much for taking your Sunday to hang out with us and chat with us about the good old LOA, Law of Attraction. Now, for those of you that are not familiar, man, you guys got to get on the up and up. No, I'm just kidding. Make sure to check out every Friday at 11, Channel 1 Pacific Standard Time, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. She is hands down one of the most helpful, caring, compassionate people, let alone psychologists, in the world, like hands down. She's just full of love and light and beauty, and she's bright and wisdom, and it's an honor to have you on the show, Doc. Like I said, guys, make sure to check out her show, On the Couch, every Friday at 11. So, Doc, being a seasoned licensed psychologist, you've been through the pits of when it comes to chemical imbalance through other people. You've been through, you have worked at some of the most intense mental imbalance facilities. I'm trying to keep everything appropriate. You've worked at of the most intense, you know, like mentally, chemically imbalanced facilities that, you know, that one could work at. You've seen some really dense experiences in people's lives. You've seen what can happen to people when they don't have the proper guidance or even medication to make sure that everything is going all right. And then on the other hand, now at this, you know, stage in your life, after you've done it for, you know, quite a while and really established a name for yourself in the community, now you get to choose more. So I know I know from us talking that these days you've been you know, a little bit more picky about who you spend your time with, just making sure that, you know, anyone you go out on a limb to assist and help, is actually really seeking the help and not just, you know. So today's going to be a fun show because we're going to get to dive into a bunch of different facets of the human experience, all surrounding the law of attraction. How to attract that in what you wish to experience, right? So that's such a basic. Yes. And Doc, I'm gonna pass the mic over just a sec. I just wanted to wrap up my little summary and intro and basically just share with the listeners, you know, law of attraction is one of the most understandable ways, the most comprehensive ways to seriously manifest anything in your life. It's such a simple step-by-step process, but applying that process can get extremely difficult, right? Really choosing to focus on a series of thoughts that only serve you and then choosing to deliberately release thoughts that don't, thoughts, actions, and expectations, intentions that don't serve you, that takes work. It's easier said than done, but at the same time, once you choose to apply it, then, you know, you're off to a good start and the snowball kind of starts rolling downhill from there. So, Doc, I'm just going to get straight into it. For someone that is not familiar with how to manifest something in their lives, right? Now, I have a couple questions lined up for you today. We're going to get deep.
Yeah.
I just want to start the show off with something pretty open, right? Vague. By the way, guys, if you want to email me, you can do so at live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. We are going to keep the phone lines closed today. If someone really wants to call in and chat, go ahead, send me an email. We'll see what we can do. But on that note, Doc, for someone that does not know how to manifest in their life, right? Okay, so for example, from a psychological standpoint, right, when a client walks into your office and they define that they want something in their life, you can hear that they're very clear about what it is that they want, but they have no idea about how to go and manifest that, how to go and get it in their life. How do you go about encouraging them to create it or manifest it? What tools or tips or tricks do you give them to assist them in the manifestation process?
Well, that's a loaded question, but it's a great question. How do I get people to manifest what they want? Well, first of all, we have to make some really critical changes within our thinking and the way we think and feel.
Right.
So I don't have, you know, a formula where I can just say, and some people would like me to just say, stop doing this right now.
Of course.
Yeah, that's easy. But you have to go through some introspection. You have to go through some steps first to really understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. So what I teach people is a little bit about themselves, what they learned growing up about themselves.
Right.
Self-esteem, not good enough, competition, and adding upon that now in our society through social media, I'm not good enough, everyone else is having fun, I don't have a partner, I hate my boss, I'm fat, I'm ugly, no women want me, no men want me, all that. Okay.
Right.
So I help them understand sort of where they got some of these ideas from. And lo and behold, what we usually find out is that there are messages in the early environment from one parent to another.
Right.
And or caregivers, whoever they may be.
Absolutely.
Siblings, friends, through school. But it begins early on. And I don't mean to blame the parents. I hate doing that. Because it's not fair sometimes. So we talk about what lessons did you learn about yourself? How did you feel about yourself growing up?
Right.
And what we find is they feel many times they weren't good enough or smart enough. They weren't that great kid in the family. They were the, you know, not as attractive or didn't get enough attention kid in the family or whatever it was. They felt less than. Sometimes parents have their own stuff I teach them. And they just didn't know any better. So they project their own stuff, their own issues onto their kids unknowingly, and we all come out feeling less than or sad. But it's not about us that they don't love us or that they don't really care. They don't know how to share or show love many times because of their upbringing. So I educate them. I kind of help them understand. And right. enlightenment and understanding of that is the first step. It's not going to change anybody, but it's going to wake us up and say, oh my gosh, all my life I've been defending myself.
Yes.
All my life I've been hiding myself. All my life I've been, you know, either trying to bolster my ego up by being the best and bragging, or being a bully, or I've been shy,
right.
or I've been a crier. I've been that wounded person. I've been that victim. So they learn their styles of survival growing up.
Interesting.
So that's what we do first. Yeah. It's what who am I and what are my styles of survival?
Interesting.
So that's number one. Number two is empowering them to get with themselves and really like who they are.
Yes.
Some people, it's a real stretch to love who
absolutely.
They are.
It's
been bombarded.
It's so crazy. Long, right? You know,
do you
with
see that a lot with people when you're working with people, Dave?
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, self-love is a tremendous feat to accomplish in our society. I mean, I think that, you know, for both men and women, there's an image that's projected. Obviously, that image is becoming more malleable as people become more aware and more accepting and more understanding, right, of other people. But there's definitely, self-love is a huge thing, Doc. I would say that's probably the number one, I don't want to say problem. I would say the number one accomplishment that a lot of people have a difficult time accomplishing, you know, especially in the earlier stages of life, you know, because as your kid, like you just said, you get programmed to think certain things in certain ways about yourself and about other people. And then you go, just like you said, into survival mode, right? So however you choose to approach your ways of survival in your environment, however you choose to survive in your environment, kind of starts to shape the person that you are. And then it creates neural pathways. So as you continue to grow older, you hold on to these same patterns as you continue to, you know, evolve and mature and grow older. But it's letting go of these certain self-destructive patterns that actually opens the door for self-love. And that's what we're going to be getting into in a little bit, Doc. But definitely I have worked with people hand in hand, and I've known many, many people that struggle with self-love is huge. I would even go to say self-appreciation, right? Just to appreciate self. We forget, and this is something that I am constantly reminding myself of as often as I possibly can, is that the body is a temple for the spirit. You know, it sounds so cliche. It sounds like I got it out of, you know, like The Secret. I probably did. But the point is, it's true. Right? The body is a temple, is a vessel for consciousness, for love, for light, for life, for experience, for growth. And we live in a society that boxes people into categories. Oh, you're the salesman, you're the hippie, you're the homeless man, you're the cool guy, you're the loser, you're the nerd. Right. There's like these categories. But no, people are not just these categories. People are way more than that. That's, you know, so what if they're interested in one thing that doesn't define them as people? But we tend to get wrapped up in that. We tend to take what other people think of us and use that to define ourselves. Right.
Right. And I find today in social media a lot. That's the only negative about social media is we're constantly.
I agree. We're constantly comparing.
But
it's not real. No, of course not. It's just like you said. It's absolutely a false comparison. You know, people only will show. And I know that these are things you've taught me, Doc. But people really on social media, they're not going to show shitty times in their life. And if they do, they're showing it for sympathy or empathy reasons, right? So other people can resonate with that, right? For example, if you were part of the fire in, you know, the California fires, you've seen a lot of posts on social media about the fires, right? People are posting, obviously, that's a devastating experience. We were affected by the fires, thankfully not tremendously so, but enough to definitely give us a real big scare. And you know, we saw these social media posts and we're getting a lot of our information from social media when there was no power and stuff like that. So, yeah, when it comes to that kind of stuff, obviously people are just feeding information and, you know, they want to resonate with other people. But when it comes to, you know, the model having like 1.5 million followers, like that's yeah, you know, exactly. Other girls look at that. They want to be like that. The same with guys, you know, other guys look at successful men or, you know, good looking ripped guys. And they're like, oh, you know, I wish I could look like that. Or I wish my body structure was like that. You know, so it's so manipulative and you are comparing constantly. Right. So it is really unhealthy. And that's why I really do my best to teach self-empowerment. Love that in which you are. You have the desires in your heart for a reason. You have the calling to be who you are and to do what you want to do for a specific reason. You do not fit into a mold. You're not defined by a mold. You're not defined by a category. You are special. You are unique. And you should love that in which you are. Right. And once again, those are your words. Love that in which you are. I love that. So, yeah, I totally dock. It's a struggle. It's a struggle out there.
It is. And in psychology, you know, you have to walk through steps. You just can't come in and say, heal me. You know, I love my clients. I love everyone that comes to me.
It's beautiful.
And not in a weird sense. Because I learn through them. I'm a better person because of them. Because they teach me lessons about their lives. And it helps me be a better therapist. So I just wanted to throw that in because...
That's beautiful.
And when we understand the insight, when I help people understand the insight of where they came from and all these false beliefs they created about themselves from their upbringing, the next step we have to do is try in some level to really have that understanding that if there were negatives posed, you know, put upon us, that we have to forgive the people who did that in some way. Yeah, but I can't forgive my father. He was so horrible and he was abusive. Okay, I get it. All right. But just understand that that person may have been ignorant. That person was beaten themselves. That person was physically abused. That person, maybe they just didn't have their stuff together because they're people.
Right.
They just happen to be our parents.
Exactly.
Because they're so connected to us, and we think, well, they should be understanding because they're the parents. Nope, we're all people. We have stuff.
Right.
We put our crap on our kids. I'm sorry.
It's true.
But the earlier they can understand that, if they want to be parents in any manner, whatever sexual orientation, adopt, whatever, then what they have to do is learn how to not do those things and to love their children. And how can we just learn about the next phase of feeling better about who we are? What we can do is we can take time, and I always say take quiet time. I have so many people I see who are on that treadmill all the time. I don't
all
have time. Some of the people say to me, I don't even have time to go to the bathroom during the day.
Right.
Because my office and I'm on the computer and my boss is such a creep and I have to compare myself and everybody's so difficult in their work and you know it's just so difficult at my work. So what I ask people to do is just sort of start looking for the positive things in their life and not focus on the negative things in their life.
Yes.
Okay. Now we're going outward, okay? We were inward. We were observing what, you know, we learned, and we were observing, you know, what some people kind of made us feel about ourselves. We're trying to work through forgiving and understanding. Let me just throw something else in that's really important, too.
Please.
Is forgiving ourselves.
It's
for
huge.
Being dumb, goofy, acting weird, doing stupid things. We
That's
have
huge.
To let go of that stuff or we can't move on.
So
I mean,
true.
How many times have you said to yourself, oh my God, why did I do that when I was a teenager?
More than I can count.
Stupid.
Absolutely.
Right? Why? I was, or all these kids used to make fun of me in elementary school and I took it. Why was I such a dummy? And you say these things to yourself. I was such a wuss. Or, I was so needy, some of the young women who say to me, I was so needy of friends, and I let the boys tease me and the girls be mean to me because I was fat. It's
right.
Like, love yourself, sweetheart. God bless you.
Right.
Those people who teased you are hopefully learning their lessons. You've got to love who you were because you did the best you could at the time.
Right.
Just like your parents did the best they could because that's all they knew. That's all you knew in your journey is
right.
to try to people please, is try to be sweet and try to keep quiet or be a bully or do whatever you could do. It's called emotional survival growing up.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we're adolescents. Now our hormones kick in. Woo! And we have all these awful feelings. We're emotional. Boys become angry. They think they're more like men, and we all know everything, right? We know better than our parents. We know better than everybody. So we have to just, like, understand the phases we went through and
right.
just give some compassion to ourselves because it's all learning.
It is.
It's all it's just lessons. You know,
it is. And that's
people
huge, Doc.
Mad at us. People hold grudges. Our parents continually tell us that we did stupid things and remind us, by the way, of the stupid things we did. And we are always torturing ourselves anyway, so that doesn't help. But hopefully we can move on and say, yes, I did dumb things, and we all do, and I'm learning.
Right, exactly.
And not keep focusing and ruminating on the past mistakes you made. Oh, I
exactly.
shouldn't have been with that person.
Exactly.
I should have married that person. I shouldn't
exactly.
have whatever, whatever, whatever.
And I think another thing that comes into play, which is huge, is something that, a lot of people run into, I've definitely run into it before, is looking at a certain period of your time, a certain period of your life, and thinking, oh, wow, I wasted that period of time. I wasted 3 years doing this, or I wasted 10 years doing this, or I wasted 6 months doing this. That's exactly. No, you didn't. And that's something that, comes up a lot with, some of the people that I work with and coach and help and stuff is really, it does come down to self-forgiveness, right? How you feel about yourself is what is constantly being projected. And
right.
on a subconscious level, what's manifesting back into your life, what you feel about yourself is exactly what you're going to get back into your life, right? The universe, the way that, law of attraction works is it works as a mirror, right? Whatever you mirror within yourself is exactly magnetically what you attract back to you. So
right.
if you
right.
choose to hold on to grudges, if you choose to hold on to hate for yourself or anybody else,
right.
if you choose to give anyone the power to cause hate in your heart or frustration
right.
or any low vibration, you are, first of all, disempowering yourself, and you're giving them the power. You're saying, here's all my power. I give it to you, right? You hold the cards. So that's number one. Number two, then not only do you give this person the power, but then you say to yourself that this person or this experience or this group of people, whatever it is, right? Whatever it is that you surrender your power to, whatever it is that you say, that gets me angry. Whatever gets you angry, you surrender your power to. So not only do you surrender your power, but then you beat up on yourself afterwards. And then you say, I wasted so much time with this person. I wasted. Now not only have I surrendered my power, but now I'm completely helpless because I've wasted all my time. And now
right.
I have nothing. Basically, so then we replay these experiences in our mind. And we said, well, I made this decision. I made this decision. I made this decision. And these led me here. And now I'm pissed. I'm frustrated, I'm vibrating low, I'm out of time, I'm tired, and I don't have the energy to do anything else, right? So
exactly.
these things come into play, and then all of a sudden, when you approach life from that perspective, you get extremely lethargic. You actually, your energy, the energy levels in your body, the quantum energy, the photonic energy, the light, there is a less measurable amount of photonic energy in your body. What does that mean? There's less light flowing through your body. What does that mean? There's less happiness flowing through your body, less alignment, less contentment, less appreciation, when you have surrendered your power by getting angry at something or someone or an experience.
Right.
So take that power back and, you know, you take the mic. I mean, you, it's all you from here, Doc. So what do we do from that point?
No, you're right. I mean, we're all human. We all get angry. We all get hurt. We all need to acknowledge and be aware of those feelings. Why?
Of course.
Because it teaches us. It teaches us. And it's okay. But my thing is the more, like you said, Davey, the more we focus on the past and the things we didn't do and the problems we had and the suffering we had, you know, and cloud our everyday with little snippets of those little, as I call them, flashbulb moments and feelings, they're negative,
right.
We're still building those neural patterns of negativity. They're still hanging out. They're still hanging out and growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more we ruminate on those every day, oh, I should have done this when I was this. I should have gone to this college. I should have done. You've got to let it go. You can't get that time back. You did not waste time.
Right.
Maybe in dimensional sense you did, but here's the deal.
Right.
Obstacles, time we spent goofing off, doing not great things for ourselves, acting in certain ways, they're actually detours in the right direction.
Ah, beautifully said. I love that.
Obstacles, thank you, Gabby Bernstein, for that, by the way.
That is, there you go.
Obstacles are detours in the right direction.
Beautiful.
Okay, so do we sit and ruminate about the 5 years we were with that ex, or that we did stupid things and got into trouble, or we lost all of our money and everybody hated it?
Or all of them? Or all of them combined, yeah.
You? Okay. Or do we say, wait a minute, what did I learn from that? What did I learn? Obstacles are detours in the right direction. What did I learn? Well, I'm not going to do that stupid thing again. I'm going to be very careful when I allow people into my life. I'm going to open up to good people. I'm not going to spend. I'm going to save. I'm going to do practical things. But I'm going to, like, think about and not torture myself about the stupid things I did. But I'm going to think about how I can improve for those things.
Yeah. Yes.
So,
yes,
you know,
beautifully said. Beautifully said, Doc.
Again, don't focus on what you don't have. This is the problem. We go back to the past.
Exactly. Exactly.
Bring it forward again. Now, well, I still don't have my fortune. Well, I still don't have my lover. I still don't have my whatever. I don't have my Mercedes. I don't have whatever it is.
Right.
You know.
Right.
What? Focus on what you do have.
Yes.
This is the next step. What do I have? Whoa, I have my health. Well, no, I don't. I'm a little, I have high blood pressure. I'm a little overweight. And, you know, I get colds a lot and I have a lot of back or shoulder pain. And no. What do you have? Focus on the good stuff. Oh, well, I have my health generally. I get up every morning. I have a consciousness.
Yes.
I'm able to reason how to take care of myself.
Yes, I have access to clean drinking water. I mean, just the little things, you know?
Yes.
It's huge.
Yes.
Huge.
What am I able to do now? Focus on the things you do have and be grateful. Every morning I wake up, and I encourage people to do this, and I got this one, you know, from Tony Robbins and all the other influencers. But every morning you do your breathing to slow down your autonomic system so you can think. You go outside somewhere, even in the patio area. I don't care if you live in cement jungles. You go out, take a walk, or just sit somewhere on a bench, and you breathe. And you close your eyes. And you say, thank you for my ability to be alive today. Gratefulness. When you start focusing on the things that you have, oh, my gosh, thank you. I woke up today. Hey, that's a biggie.
Right.
You know?
So
when
true.
When you focus on, thank you for my family. Thank you for my health. Thank you. Whatever it is that you can see that's good. I can't hardly see anything in my life that's good. Find it.
Find
Tell me what's good.
Search
and
for it.
And focus on that same thing every day. Because what you're doing is you're training your brain to form new neural patterns, which will continue to grow. instead of the old automatic neural patterns that say, I'm not good enough. I was such a jerk in the olden days. Ooh, I don't have that empire that I want. I don't even have the house I wanted to buy. Here I am in a, you know, studio apartment. I'm working my butt off. Stop. Wait a minute. I have the ability to make my own studio apartment mine. Right. I'm working in an environment. Where can I find the good things in this environment? Well, there are some nice people there. Okay, focus on that. I have a job. Yay, I get to pay some bills. What are the small things you can be thankful for? That's what you have to focus on. And when you start going down the dark side again with your brain, oh, yeah, but I don't have to stop. Stop the thought, whatever it takes. Envision a large stop sign that says stop. And shift it and say, yeah, but I do have these things.
Right.
So that's a huge thing. I really ask people to sit and be grateful for things they do have every morning. First thing.
Yes. Yes.
First thing.
Before the momentum starts in the wrong direction.
Exactly.
And you kind of need to work your way back up to it. It's so true. That first thought when you wake up in the morning, really, it's, you know, people have said this, a lot of teachers, spiritual teachers have said this, and, you know, as Abraham says, words don't teach, experience does, only experience does. She goes, it's funny we use so many of them, you know, words. She goes, words don't teach, experience does, it's funny we use so many of them. But one, you know, one thing that's so prominent about that is, you know, you can only take things back from experience. When you have an experience and when you dive in to the depths of consciousness by allowing yourself to be in, call it a situation outside of your comfort zone, right? However you kind of approach that new idea. If there's something, where I'm going with this is when something new gets presented into your life, right? What is your first reaction? Do you automatically go to the negative? Do you say, oh, well, this could be a good opportunity if it wasn't this and this and this? Or do you go into gratitude? Oh, this is amazing that I got presented this opportunity. I'm so grateful. I pray to God that I could do it. This is great. I've had just actually very recently, like the best opportunity ever presented to me. And I was so unbelievably excited to have this opportunity and seize this opportunity to really build a life around this. And I was so tremendously excited. And I, you know, I, obviously we only learn through experience. So I'm just sharing my experience. You know, this is what it's all about. And I was pumped. I was ready. I was excited. I was so grateful that this opportunity got presented into my life. And I, in my mind, I really started to kind of build my life around it. I then started, you know, my training for this amazing opportunity. And I had other obligations for, you know, my child and my wife at home. There's some things just going on to where I have to be available. So I had to make a sacrifice. I had to sacrifice something that I, in my heart, wanted to do for myself and wanted to do for my family. I really wanted to seize this opportunity. I really, really wanted to be a part of this. But immediately when the opportunity was presented, I was grateful, grateful beyond measure. And to have the experience of even, you know, being a part of it for a couple days was phenomenal. The fact that I had to decide to make a sacrifice, and I chose, you know, obviously to be more accessible and available for my family than to put myself in a situation where I would have to, you know, make a commitment to be gone for, you know, an extended time during the day. I basically, it broke me, it like shattered me that I wasn't able to like pursue this and go through with something that I've always told myself is a dream. Right? To work in this industry and to do what I love and to be a part of it. And the fact that I had to really like fight with myself to be okay with releasing this opportunity Instead of, so I struggled, right? I promise I have a point to this. I struggled for like a couple days after that with like, what did I do? I could have made it work. There was something I could have done. Why did I do that? And as I was in my flustered state of frustration, I got tunnel visioned and I only saw the things that were frustrating me in life. And then all of a sudden it went from, I sacrificed this one opportunity to be here for the ones I love, to like, I sacrificed this and I sacrificed this and I sacrificed this. And oh my gosh, like, you know, and then it's literally a rampage, right? It's a snowball effect. And then you start going and then all of a sudden you only see the things that you're frustrated at. It's like only the things that you're frustrated at are visible to you. Right. So I was in that state for a couple of days and then I pulled myself out and I said, no, you got to be grateful that you were even offered this opportunity. You have to be grateful that you have people that love you and that care about you and that want the best for you. So then I shifted into gratitude and I held my state of gratitude. And by holding on to gratitude, by giving gratitude and thanks for even, I have this thing with water. We watch the show. You guys are going to think I'm crazy. I love Naked and Afraid. I'm like such a huge fan of the show Naked and Afraid on Discovery. It's crazy. It's like insane, but it's funny to see people push the limits of their consciousness and of their strength, right? That's why I love the show, because really it breaks people down to where, you know, they either have to muster up the energy and the strength, the empowerment within them to get through it, or obviously they just tap out. But something in Naked and Afraid is you see these people go without water, and then here you are in your bed and you have like four water bottles on your nightstand and you just, you're like, oh, thank you for this water. So the point is, shift into gratitude. Once you shift into gratitude and hold on to that for as long as you possibly can, you're going to start seeing changes in your life. Immediately, about 3 days after I chose to hold on to gratitude, I came to a peaceful stance in my heart with, you know, okay, I understand that this is what I had to do for the betterment of my family, of myself, of everybody involved. So this is just what I had to do. And then right after that, things started to pan out and other things started to open up and blossom in ways that I wouldn't have even imagined beforehand. Right? So that's really what I'm getting at. Whatever you choose to allow be present, allow to be present in your reality is exactly what you're going to get more of. If you are choosing frustration or low vibration or guilt or anything that is like taking something from you, getting you frustrated, just know that you're only getting more of that back. So if you're going on throughout your day and then someone cuts you off and that pisses you off and then someone shuts the door on you and then the elevator takes like 10 minutes and whatever, you know, you're at the stoplight for 5 minutes, you got to notice, check your vibe. And that's something that I do with my family. When, you know, anything starts to happen, I'll say, check your vibe. And then, you know, they'll say, check your vibe. So that's something that we do, is check your vibe. When you start to sort of get out of alignment, check your vibe, right? Oh, wow. I am focusing on the frustrated things. Thank you. Yes. Gratitude. So that's basically my point. You know, Doc, I have a question. Thank you. You're beautiful. Yeah. I have a question for you, Doc.
Yeah.
We're talking about this and I have you on the line, I really want to know more about, you know, in your practice, because you are, you've helped so many people, you have a tremendous practice. What would you say is the most common reason why most people come into your office? What do you see most people are suffering from or with these days?
Great question again. And it's hard to generalize because everybody has their own issues going on.
Of course.
There are common themes that I see, and one of them is self-sabotage.
Yes.
And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, beating ourselves up for what we didn't do right. Or what am I doing wrong in my life? Why can't I find that great job? Why can't I find that great relationship partner? Why can't I find the abundance that I want? You know. So I think one of the most common themes that keeps coming up is, how can I straighten myself out to be happy? And why do I keep self-sabotaging? Why do I keep picking the same people? Type of people.
Archetypes.
Why do archetypes. I keep, you know, going through money and spending my money and not being wise? Why do I keep finding bad jobs and people around me who, you know, I think, you know, it's very easy to blame the world out there. And true that, I mean, there's a lot of problems that we're experiencing. Everyone's stressed. Everyone has their own unresolved issues. That's the way it
is.
So
true.
It's okay.
It is. It's all right.
But self-sabotage sometimes occurs when we don't become really authentic with ourselves. I've noticed this in older people, and I mean like middle-aged people and older at that, they've sort of come to terms with things and they don't self-sabotage as much anymore because they have more lessons that they've learned. But as I said earlier, you have to just sort of change your thinking and observe. And really, I do a lot of journal work. Write down what things, what choices have you made in the past, and what's changed? And what did you learn from some of those choices? Why did you trust that person who cheated on you?
Exactly.
Why are you beating yourself up for just trusting in someone who actually was a narcissist and decided to take advantage of you? Stop beating yourself up. Why did I attract that person? I guess you needed to learn the lesson. So just be gentle with yourself and be open to what comes into your life. Take those steps to improve yourself, whatever they are. Stop beating up on yourself. Stop taking things so personally. Why do we take things so personally? Because we've been hurt, and we're always expecting to be hurt.
Right.
And then what happens is we lash out, or we isolate, we withdraw, or we fight, or we, because we're taking things personally.
Exactly.
We've got to stop doing that. That's one of the most common things I've heard, especially with couples who come in, families who come in, even individuals. Oh, everybody, you know, they just make me feel, why does my boyfriend say things that hurt me so bad? Well, let's explore what he's saying, and have you talked to him?
Right.
So we've got to really learn how to not be so defensive and understand where all of that self-sabotaging behavior comes from. So we're going to self-sabotage when we're defending, when we're angry, when we're isolating, when we're passive-aggressive. Right? You're fighting with someone, and you're arguing, and they said, your partner says, what are you so mad about? And they go, well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
Exactly. Totally passive aggressive.
That's not healthy. Mm-mm. People have to learn how to be authentic and keep it real and be loving and kind and calm. People have to just be more gentle.
Yes.
And really go within. Again, ask people every morning. Right, if they can, get their favorite drink, tea, coffee, whatever it is, cleansing water. Sit in a quiet place. Don't put on the TV. Don't put on the radio. Please don't watch the news. Please. You can find out what's going on later, you know?
Exactly.
But just put on some soothing music. I recommend 432 Hertz. You can find that on YouTube, 432 Hertz. Any kind of music that's appealing to you, it's calming. It's not, there's no vocals in it. There's no complicated melodies. It's just relaxing tones. The kind of music you hear when you're getting a massage.
Yes.
And just, first of all, okay, you've got to ground yourself in the morning. It's setting the tone for each day. When we set the tone for each day, then we'll be calmer. Our brains are not so apt to go to, oh boy, that asshole boss of mine.
Right.
Oh God, now I got to deal with my partner.
Exactly.
Okay, you know, my girlfriend really hurt me when she said, you don't go there. You have a tendency to keep forming those neural patterns. So do these things in the morning. You breathe.
So true.
You relax, you listen to the music. You thank whoever your God is, universe, higher power, and thank yourself.
Yes.
All the wonderful things in your life.
Yes.
Number two, Take some time. Breathe. Number two, say some prayers. Whoever your higher power is, I don't care. If you are an atheist and you don't have a higher power, go to yourself and say, you know, my brain is so highly functional. I am
right.
So intelligent.
We are high tech beings.
I'm going to that higher part of my brain and say,
right.
Brain, please open up to me so I can listen to messages that are positive and direction from the universe. It's all physics, my friend.
Yes.
It's all physics. It's all science. It's proven.
It is.
Our brains
it
are
is.
high functioning computers that no thing can produce. We are
exactly.
Brilliant. We have to open it up. And number three, use vision in the morning. Use some kind of closing your eyes, thinking about what you want, and picturing yourself in that situation with emotion.
Yes.
If you want a great job, you picture yourself going into an interview, just fake it, in a wonderful office, looking at someone, you're doing an interview, and you're feeling it, and you're rocking it, and you're saying all the right things, and it feels so good. Whatever you want to manifest, whatever, you have to just go within and focus, and just use that visual and the feeling. Be there. Be there.
Yes.
Every time
yes.
You do that, twice a day, before you get up to start your day, and at the end of each day before you go to sleep, do these three things. And you're training your brain to change. And chemistry and physics and medicine says you will produce the right chemicals, and you can change no matter what your age is.
Exactly. Exactly.
Be grateful.
That's beautiful.
Try to spread love as much as you can. Get own your feelings and be okay with them. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and ask out there, the universe and your brilliant mind, to bring you wonderful signs and things that you want.
Beautiful. I love it. That's amazing, Doc. Take notes, people. And if you guys, by the way, if you want to re-listen to the show, the archives will be up after the show. You can just click on today's date and download the show or listen to it again on latalkradio.com, channel 1. Obviously, Dave's Good Vibration Station. That's really, really profound. It's so important that we hear these things, guys. It's so important that we take this information and we apply it to our day-to-day experience. Once again, you can do whatever you want, right? We're only here as a beacon of support, as a beacon of light, as a beacon of the reflection within you that represents everything that you want for yourself and everyone you love and humanity. Keep in mind, along with all of this information that Dr. Michelle has shared with you and I've shared with you today, that at the end of the day, you have the power. You hold the power to be, do, and have anything and everything that you decide for yourself that you deserve. So when you decide that you deserve something, the moment that you make that connection and you say, I want this for myself, and there's no reason why I shouldn't have it, you should do the work, follow those three steps, visualize, feel that you have the power through your consciousness, through your focus, through your ability to direct your energy in a conscious and deliberate way. Through this ability, you can manifest anything in your life. The perfect job, the perfect relationship, the perfect amount of abundance that you feel fits your lifestyle. Whatever it is that you are looking for. But to get there, just like Dr. Michelle said, you got to be grateful. You got to be thankful for every little thing along the way. And the more you focus on the things not to be grateful for, obviously, the more you just attract that in which serves your lower self. You're going to continue attracting the things that don't feed your joy. The moment that you shift into joy, give gratitude, even for the water that you drink, for the food that you eat every day, to have a roof over your head, to have people that love you, that's how you achieve manifesting everything that you know you deserve. Doc, I love you so much. With all of the love and the universe, you are amazing. Listeners, make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 here on LA Talk Radio, channel 1, on the couch with Dr. Michelle, Pacific Standard Time. Doc, I love you so much. We have hit our 50 minutes for the day, but I wanted to say once again, you are so wise and tremendously compassionate. Thank you for sharing your Sunday. And I'm humbled and I love you. Love
thank
you, dearly,
you
Doc.
Thank you for having me thank on, you. And I love you too, Dave.
Talk to you soon, Doc. Doc, thank you all for right. everything. All right.
All right.
All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to your guys. Thank you so much. And feel free to email me anytime, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next Sunday. Love you. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.